casos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome. Yes, here we are back together again for our third half hour. It's 8:30 in the morning on a Monday. Monday, and we're approaching the end of September, but it's not the end of September yet. But it's the fall. We're in the fall, in otoño, when the leaves fall from the trees. Yes, sir. And here we are. And today is a special day, as well. Every day is a special day. Really, for me, every day is a special day. But today is more special, perhaps, than other special days, because right now I have my good friend Leopoldo with me, and I know some of my listeners said, no. No, otra vez. Aunque sí, Nacho. Oh, no, ya. Este. I bring Leopoldo here maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 months, because he talks about a subject that, for certain people, is extremely important. Extremely important. For other people, no. But, you know, he definitely will not put you to sleep. You understand? El oyente no se duerme contigo, aunque no le guste el tema. That's true, because he talks about finding jobs, really. About strategies and tactics to improve your situation in the labor market, in Mercado Laboral. I've known this guy. I've known this man for 40 years, I think, 40 years.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've watched him succeed. Le he observado tener éxito. No sé cómo lo hace, pero, you know, because he's what, Leopoldo, you're what they call in Spain un perro verde. Yeah, a green dog. I mean, you're not the most normal person. But he's successful, ladies and gentlemen, and he has solved the labor situation of people with very, very good salaries, very high level people, yes, middle level, and everything. And so I've seen so many successes, he visto tantos éxitos que I bring him here once a month or once every 2 months simply to, because it helps certain people reconducir sus trayectorias. Eso es what I would say to find a new path. Nuevo sendero, sí. Nueva senda, to find a new path. So, Leopoldo, welcome, good morning, and you're bringing a person we will introduce in a few minutes, okay? All right, the floor is yours. La palabra es tuya.
Muchas gracias, Richard, por la confianza y seguridad que me das al venir aquí y darme una oportunidad excepcional de tocar el tema de mi especialidad desde hace 42 años, ¿no? Que me dedico al tema de orientación de carrera, planificación de carrera, desarrollo de carrera, recolocación y búsqueda de empleo. Hoy, especialmente, me siento muy orgulloso y satisfecho por aquel adagio latino que decía que el discípulo supera al maestro. Tengo el orgullo de tener aquí a Jorge Buente Represas, que fue alumno mío hace muchísimo tiempo, como otra persona que tengo delante, y que me ha superado en todo. Y antes de dar el placet y el pase a Jorge Buente, yo quería tocar otro caso muy rápidamente, muy excepcional también, de una hermana de aquel ingeniero petrolero venezolano, gallego de Vigo, José Manuel Díaz Franco, que primero recoloqué en Aberdeen y luego recoloqué en Houston, Texas. Acuérdate que lo entrevistamos en Virgen de Nuria. Bueno, pues tuve la curiosa, suerte o coincidencia de que hace cuestión de 15 días, a las 10:30 de la noche, me llama desde Houston José Manuel Díaz Franco, ingeniero especialista en prospectiva laboral, que trabajó en PDVSA, en Petróleos de Venezuela, y luego trabajó en Repsol. Y me llamó a esa hora porque tenía una hermana mayor de 62 años, soltera, que se había ido de Vigo, donde ellos son venezolanos españoles o venezolanos gallegos de Vigo, y su hermana mayor se fue de Vigo por el clima, la atmósfera, el ambiente, la lluvia, y que conocerá muy bien Jorge, claro, que es su tierra, y de repente aterrizó en Canarias, antes de la explosión del volcán de mi isla querida de La Palma, donde yo soy.
Bueno, ¿eres entonces, de La Palma, en La Palma?
Sí, La Palma, de la casualidad, sí, sí. He tenido la suerte, Richard.
Anda.
He tenido la suerte, por la edad que tengo, de vivir tres explosiones volcánicas. La del 49, la de hace 50 años del Teneguía, que ya tenía uso de razón, estaba estudiando, y ahora recientemente. Es decir, todos los que somos palmeros de Tazacorte, de Los Llanos, de Santa Cruz de La Palma, en algún momento determinado vamos a tener una experiencia biográfica muy fuerte de una explosión volcánica. Ya lo sabemos. En el inconsciente
geológica también, geológica. ¿Eh? Biográfica y geológica.
Sí, bueno, he visto la lava, no sé, cuando tenía 26 años estaba estudiando en Salamanca, la explosión del Teneguía, hace 50 años estaba en perfecto uso de razón. A los 40, nací en 47, con lo cual ya digo todo, en el 49 fue la primera explosión. Bueno, quiero decir que todo eso da un carácter, un temperamento, resistencia, de aguante, de ser emigrante, de toda una serie de cosas muy particular. Bien, volviendo al caso curioso, es que me llama este antiguo cliente mío, me llama a las 10:30 de la noche desde Houston para pedirme un favor de si podía ayudar a recolocar a su hermana mayor de 62 años en Canarias. Claro, si alguien te llama a las 10:30 de la noche desde Houston, un antiguo cliente que te contrató y te pagó, y te pide una cosa así tan excepcional de que su hermana de 62 años, soltera, se quería recolocar en Canarias, pues claro, ya todo el resto de la noche no dormí, ¿no? No dormí dándole vuelta a la cabeza de cómo coloco a esta señora en Canarias. Y claro, al día siguiente hablé con esta señora, que viene del área de contabilidad, de control presupuestario, del área económico, financiera y administrativa. Y yo creo que tuve una especie de flash o intuición, ¿no? Y la primera frase que le dije a esta señorita, porque está soltera, le dije, ¿usted se da cuenta que Canarias está en África? Esa fue la primera cosa que le dije a esta mujer que venía de Vigo. Y dice, sí, sí, claro. Y yo le dije, ¿y usted se da cuenta que el único país de África que se habla español es la antigua colonia nuestra, que es Guinea Ecuatorial? Y claro, ya la señora, que lleva 5 años aquí en España, con doble pasaporte, o sea, bueno, doble nacionalidad, dice, pues yo le aconsejaría que explorara la posibilidad de recolocarse en Guinea Ecuatorial, porque tengo contactos, da la casualidad que tengo contactos. Actualmente tengo contacto con un determinado ministro de Obianga, ¿no? Que no viene a cuento. Entonces, yo le dije, mire, es que Canarias, junto con Extremadura, son las dos regiones más pobres y a nivel del mercado de trabajo, que con el nivel y categoría que usted tiene, pues lo va a tener difícil. Y no solamente por el tema de la edad, del edadismo. Bueno, la señora se quedó muy impresionada cuando le dije, oiga, es que Canarias es una plataforma para contemplar todo el continente africano y la posibilidad de reubicarse en cualquier otro país. Y si usted tiene un buen nivel de inglés, hay muchos países africanos que se habla un buen nivel de inglés. Y usted no tiene compromisos familiares, usted no tiene hijos. Entonces, vaya pensando la posibilidad de recolocarse fuera de Canarias, o en Guinea Ecuatorial, o en Nigeria, que es el país más corrupto de África, pero bueno, sí, o en Sudáfrica. Y la dejé pensando, dice, pero yo quiero seguridad, claro, porque yo estoy soltera, claro, no tengo compromiso, pero soy mujer. Y digo, bueno, ya lo hablaremos en otro momento. Y ahí quedó la cosa. O sea, le solté lo que dicen los budistas tibetanos, le solté un koas. Un koas es un mensaje subliminal para que ella reprocesara todo lo que yo le dije y le di el big scope, el frame grande, porque ella estaba obsesionada de que yo quiero salir de Vigo, he venido al sol de Canarias, en Canarias me siento plenamente contento porque hay mucho sol. Y yo le dije, pero es que en África hay más sol. Entonces ahí se lo, esto con mucha suavidad y mucha ironía. Y bueno, ahí se quedó la pelota en el tejado, ¿no? Entonces, yo le dije, mire, señora, yo tengo muy buenos contactos en Canarias.
Señorita,
señorita. Señorita, le dije, mire, señorita, yo tengo muy buenos contactos en Canarias. Pero yo creo que más de Canarias contemple el continente africano. Y ahí le solté un poco el cloas a ver qué pasaba y demás. Bueno, terminada esta anécdota que me parece muy, muy especial porque me venía recomendado del hermano menor que había tenido tanto éxito con él y demás. Entramos en materia y tengo el gusto de presentar a Jorge Buente Represas porque primero fue alumno mío cuando estaba en el Colegio Oficial de Grados Sociales. No sé qué me ocurre en esta vida, Jorge, que siempre conozco a las personas en situaciones difíciles, complicadas, o se van a suicidar, o son despedidas. En fin, tengo una capacidad de atraer gente que está en unas situaciones, digamos, delicadas como tal. Yo te conocí en esa situación delicada, hiciste parte del programa y con mucho éxito, tienes tanto talento y tantos recursos, pues ha hecho un carrerón que me gustaría que Richard, que es nuestro gran profesor de inglés, hiciera un resumen sintético del biopic de la trayectoria de Jorge para entrar en estos temas interesantes que nos interesan, ¿no? Porque Jorge tiene doble nacionalidad, portuguesa y española, y ya sabemos lo que pasa con el inglés de los portugueses y el inglés de los españoles. Entonces es un tema muy interesante que él, y además domina el francés, o sea que este hombre es cuatrilingüe, o sea que tenemos una persona excepcionalmente. Pero yo le hice el encargo especialmente a Jorge que nos contara su experiencia precisamente por qué los portugueses tienen más facilidad de aprender el inglés. Cosa histórica, sí, ya lo saben, lo has publicado en el libro tuyo, sí, ya lo sé que eso lo tienes muy trabajado. Pero bueno, ahora es la audiencia mayor y me gustaría, si te parece bien, hacer un repaso sintético al biopic que te
no,
dejo.
No, I'm going to ask Jorge, bueno, No, don't make me work. Bueno, cuando yo vengo aquí, te dejo la plana.
No, pero bueno, quiere decir que...
la tenemos a ti.
Bueno, en síntesis... Okay.
But puedes... Jorge, good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
All right, are you Portuguese? Were you born in Portugal?
I was born in Lisbon, yes.
In Lisbon. And did you grow up in Portugal or did you grow up in Spain?
I lived there till I was 19, mm-hmm. and I still keep close contact with Lisbon because all my friends from childhood are there. My parents still keep a house there.
All right.
You know, you've got Gallegos all over the place.
But and, are your parents originally Portuguese?
No, they are from Galicia. And there was a big community from Galicia at the beginning of the 20th century mm-hmm. in Lisbon, kind of 90,000 people.
All right.
And so I'm one of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you consider your mother tongue? Spanish or Galician or Portuguese?
I mean, if mother tongue is the language in which you, I don't know, dream, the first lullabies that you hear, then it would be Galician.
Las primeras nanas que uno oye, Galician.
Which is quite important for your subconscious, you know? It's, few words that you can that link you with your with your family or with your deepest emotions.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are. Okay, you see.
Something like that. So I was brought up in Spanish in school, Portuguese in the street, and Gallego at home, which is kind of difficult because the three languages are quite similar.
Yes.
So it is really
well, Gallego
very tough.
And Portuguese are even closer than Spanish and Portuguese.
Yeah. Gallego and Portuguese are actually the same, were the same language 5 centuries ago. Mm-hmm. And so the theory says that actually Portuguese is not straightforward coming from Latin, but coming from Gallego.
Okay. But what part of Galicia are your parents from?
Vigo.
From Vigo.
Yeah.
Vigo.
Okay.
So,
Vigo Ciudad is a city.
Yeah, that's in the neighborhood of Vigo, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Right. Redondela or something in that area.
Yeah. My parents are actually from a village called Puente Arias, which is 25 kilometers away from Vigo.
Yeah.
And it's quite known because we have some celebration in June with the flower carpets done for the procession.
All right.
In the day of Corpus
Christi. So you grew up until age 19.
Yeah.
And you left Portugal.
Yeah.
Why?
So it's university time, and I went to Santiago de Compostela to study pharmacy there.
Okay, because usually university starts at age 18, but you started 1 year later.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't recall, but I was, let me see. I was born in 65, and I went to university at the age of 18. So, yeah.
Okay. So you went to Santiago?
Yeah.
Why to Santiago? Why not Madrid?
Good question. perhaps at that time I wanted to keep, to stay close from my roots. I don't know. I had relatives there.
Well, the distance from Santiago to Lisbon.
It's probably closer than the Madrid to Lisbon at that time.
But the connections are better from Madrid. You know.
Well, I had my... my parents' family close by, so it was, from a logistic point of view, it was better Santiago than
Madrid. So you chose pharmacy, pharmacia.
Yeah.
Why? Or did you plan to study medicine and switch to pharmacy? Or
No. I was really driven by this... I was a type of pharmacy student that was speaking plants, you know, in the woods, and so it was really motivational. I was there between chemistry, biology, and medicine.
All right.
And at that time, I felt quite happy studying pharmacy and learning about Hippocratic medicine and things like that.
Hippocratic medicine. So you went to Santiago de Compostela and you did the full program, 5 years?
I studied 3 years in Santiago, and then I chose biochemistry and nutrition as a specialty, and I came to Madrid because...
Well, biochemistry, that's tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, biochemistry and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So you became an expert on organic chemistry, biochemistry, and nutrition.
Yeah, so at that time, our university programs were kind of different from nowadays, and... Mm-hmm. You could study environmental studies, nutrition, analytical studies from pharmacy.
Okay.
So one of the areas was nutrition. We didn't have it in Galicia. That was actually what I wanted to study, and that moved me to Madrid.
All right.
So I did. But
that brought me to Madrid.
Brought me.
Me trajo. Mm-hmm. That brought you to Madrid. And when you graduated in Madrid, did you decide to stay in Madrid or go back to Lisbon or Galicia? What?
So I graduated and I did an MBA at the Instituto de Empresa.
Okay.
And then professional life started in the Netherlands and France. Well, it's a long story.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you went to the Netherlands after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I enjoyed very much this year in the Instituto de Empresa. And at the very, almost 1.5 months before the end of the program, we had all these companies coming to look for young professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recruited by Mars Corporation.
Mars?
Yeah.
The candy
bars.
Oh.
And that
Mars.
Brought me to the Netherlands to do a manager traineeship there.
Mars is an interesting company. Mars, what's their most famous?
Pet food and candy bars.
Pet food, comida para mascotas, and candy bars. They have a Milky Way. Eso es lo que buscaba, Milky Way. They have Mars is an interesting company. Because it's a private company.
Family-owned, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's interesting when you say private company, public company. In English, public company means no es empresa pública.
Ah.
Public company is empresa que cotiza en bolsa.
Entonces,
el público tiene acceso a las acciones.
Stock options.
Well, not stock options. Stock options are for employees. But, you know.
We didn't have that at that time. In Mars, unfortunately.
But you see, if I want to buy, if I want to become part owner of Telefónica, I can go to the bank and buy shares on the Spanish Stock Exchange or the New York Stock Exchange, and so I can become a minuscule owner of Telefónica. So it's available to the public. Now, empresa pública, en manos del Estado, of course, we say state-owned. O sea, poseído, en posesión del Estado, state-owned company. In the United States, there aren't any state-owned companies. They don't exist. And they've never existed, as far as I know, you see. But here in Europe, it's very, very common, many state-owned companies. So you work but Mars is a private company. It's one of the biggest in the world in its industry, and it's private, which means the family is very, very, very rich. Yes, the Mars. And in the history of Mars, making these is from the second half of the 19th century is fascinating. Yeah. Eh? Yeah. Very typical of that era of American progress. You know, por un lado, Carnegie with steel, or J.P. Morgan with banking, or Rockefeller with oil, and Mars with candy bars. And Hershey and all of these things.
Yeah, and the thing is that they don't just own the company, but they have a very active role in running the company.
They do.
So sometimes you could come across Mr. Forrest Mars in the office in Madrid.
All right. So you worked in the Madrid office of Mars, not in the Netherlands.
I worked in the Netherlands and in France as a manager's trainee, and in different areas, industrial engineering, purchasing, financial planning. That was part of the program at that time.
So you were initially in the area of production.
Yeah, I had a scientific background, so we thought that being in the industrial area could be a good starting point. So I started measuring efficiency of production lines.
All right.
In lines managed by Turkish and Surinamese and...
By Turks.
Turks.
Turkish and Pavos.
Sorry, yeah. Turks, Turks and and Turcos. Surinamese and Indonesian.
All right.
Which was very interesting because I had to approach them in Dutch, of course. So I had to learn Dutch at the time.
So you learned Dutch. Hollandés, yeah. Además.
Mm-hmm.
Was it difficult to learn Dutch?
I think afterwards when I had the experience with German, then I had some difficulties, but no, Dutch wasn't that difficult. And actually I was living there, so the exposure to the language was
constant.
So constant that, it was either succeeding or death.
Do or die. See, in English, hacer o morir, do or die. Mm-hmm. It's a question of do or die. You learn it or you die.
Definitely. Okay.
But you learned it. But how long were you in the Netherlands, in France, the two together?
About 2 years.
About 2 years. And then you came to Spain.
And then...
with Mars.
Yeah. Still with Mars, I came to Spain. Yeah.
And in the financial area then?
In the financial planning area, which is... within the financial umbrella, but it's kind of within the marketing and sales area.
So marketing and sales area.
So we do a lot of work for products and for customers, even though obviously we report to the financial manager. Yeah.
All right.
Or the financial director.
How long did you work with Mars?
About 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Was it a good experience?
It was fantastic experience.
Why?
Yes. Great school for me. International exposure.
All right. Did you use English a lot?
Yeah, all the time. Yes.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. And is Mars, are their products important in Spain?
Definitely. Yeah.
All right.
All of them market leaders in the different areas. Yeah.
For example, what's the most popular product for Mars in Spain?
Well, I would say... the Mars candy bar, probably.
The Mars candy bar.
Yeah.
It's one of the important ones. Mars.
Yeah,
Mars.
Mars. Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody relates that to the planet, but yeah. And then in pet food, probably Pedigree pollen and Whiskas.
Mm-hmm. Whiskas.
Whiskas.
Whiskas is Mars.
Yeah.
Dios mío.
Not Whiskers, but Whiskas. Yeah.
But in English, is it called Whiskers or Whiskas?
Whiskas, yeah.
Yeah. Also Whiskas.
I suppose there is a remote idea of Whiskers.
Of course, because el gato tiene bigotes.
Mm-hmm.
Eso se llaman Whiskers.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Whiskers.
Mm-hmm.
De hecho, whiskers es lo cuando tienes un poco de barba que raspa. Papá, raspas. O oh, papá, rascas.
You've got whiskers.
Whiskers.
Mm-hmm.
No se dice beard hasta que no es, tiene que poblarse más. For example, in Spanish, you say poblado. You say cejas muy pobladas. I love that expression. I have populated eyebrows. We say bushy. Bushy means como arbusto. Bushy. Bushy eyebrow. For example, Joseph Stalin, you remember, he had bushy eyebrows. Tenía cejas muy pobladas. I love the, I prefer the Spanish expression. So you, and then after Mars, where did you go?
So, then I worked for 3 years, with, Pilas Todor, which was a corporation, a part of the Union Carbide Corporation.
So you're doing nothing now in the area of nutrition or pharmacy?
No, no definitely. No. That's the point. And we will come to that later on. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll come to that. But, and we'll also come to, if time permits, why the Portuguese people speak English so much better than the Spanish. I mean, there's a geographical reason because
definitely.
Of the size of the country. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're with Jorge Boente Represas, and it's a very interesting life story here. And so we have a lot to cover in the next half hour. Nacho, take it away.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y 1 inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más.
Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
You're listening to Richard Vaughn Live.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, we're back for our second half hour. We're here with Leopoldo Rodriguez Cabana, my good friend, desde el año de la polca. Yeah, for a long, long, long time. And and we're here. He's brought a very interesting fellow by the name of Jorge Boente. Interesting name, Boente. Represas. And we're going through his life, su vida y milagros. Eh? And it's quite interesting. Jorge is... his parents are from Galicia, but he was born and brought up in Lisbon. But then he decided to do his higher education, Educación Superior, in Santiago de Compostela Pharmacy. But he finished the last 2 years, 3 years in Santiago, in general pharmacy. And then he specialized in Madrid in biochemistry and in nutrition. But then after that, he's got a job with an American company called Mars. Los fabricantes de whiskas, de pedigree, de orbit, los chicles, and all of these things. And Mars and Milky Way, la Vía Láctea se llama, is in the Milky Way. But then after that, that's where we reach the end of our last half hour, so we need to continue. So, then you worked in Duracell era, in batteries, or El Otro?
No, that's a competition.
That's a competition.
Yeah.
Where did you work?
I worked in Spain, in Nathan.
But in what company? I don't remember.
The corporation is called Ralston.
Okay.
It belongs to the Ralston Purina Corporation.
All right.
And Ralston purchased a battery unit from Union Carbide.
Okay.
At the time of this big disaster in Bhopal, India.
Yeah.
And Union Carbide at the same time had Pilas Tudor in Spain.
Okay.
And that's why I ended up in the, again, in the fast-moving consuming goods, but this time batteries, okay?
Batteries, mm-hmm. Okay. Still in the consumer goods business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sí, bienes de consumo. We say consumer goods.
The best area for marketing, I think. Mm-hmm. If you want to strengthen your knowledge in marketing, it's the best area you can be. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could come to this company. This is not consumer goods. This mm-hmm. is education. The education needs a lot of marketing as well. But in any case, for example, this radio is a very powerful marketing tool. Mm-hmm. Very, very powerful. So you worked in Tudor.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Tudor at that time belonged to Ralston Purina.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Ralston Purina is a very, very famous company, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's also for food.
Definitely, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody identifies Ralston Purina, Ralston Purina, with galletas de perro, mm-hmm. dog biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting, in America, in the United States, for galleta, we say cookie.
Ah.
In Great Britain, they say biscuit. But in America, we say biscuit para galleta de perro, sí, dog biscuit. All right. So how long did you work in Tudor?
Yeah, about 4 years, 3.5.
Was it a good experience?
Mm-hmm. It was a great experience, yeah.
In finance and accounting? And
marketing.
In marketing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that was the first time you worked directly in marketing?
No. My last experience in Mars was already in marketing. I moved from financial planning to marketing.
All right.
From that time onwards, I was always working in the commercial area.
But that was tough because you had a lot of very strong competitors in the battery business. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Especially one, which was Duracell.
Duracell.
Yeah, also an American corporation.
But there's another one that's very powerful, too. The one with the rabbit?
That's Duracell.
Oh, that's yeah. Duracell.
That's Duracell in Europe. But actually, the rabbit belongs to Energizer, which was the brand at that time in America. Uh-huh. So there is a little bit confusion on who owns this this All character, right. okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in Toulouse, you were there for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then you went on. So he's one of these people, they say, he's changing, going up, which is a good way. Eh? It's not a criticism.
Yeah, well, it can be a criticism. And I think there is less than 4 years, I think it's not time enough to capitalize in a company, right?
To capitalize on a company, mm-hmm. to learn yeah. enough.
To take the most out of it.
You know, people who devote their entire lives to a single company is okay. My father did that. His entire life was New York Life Insurance Company. But then if the company has problems when you're 52 years old or they lay you off or something, then it's a problem. If you're more active, sometimes you can move up to the top more quickly, and also you have the feeling of more freedom mm-hmm. and more autonomy in your decision-making and everything. You're in a better position, I think, in times of precarious moments. So you left Tudor, and where did you go?
Then I went to Tabacalera, at that time a state-owned company about to be privatized.
Yeah, what was the name of the private? It changed its name from Tabacalera to?
Altadis was, Tabacalera got private first, and then it merged with its equivalent company in France.
César Alierto was the chairman at that time.
Exactly. He was the chairman at that time before he moved to
Telefonica. Yeah.
And so he was behind the merge with SATA.
The merger.
With SATA, the equivalent French company.
All right.
And from that time onwards, many changes, Imperial Tobacco, the tobacco world.
So you were working in the world of tobacco mm-hmm. at that time. Did you work with Cetarsa as well?
With?
Compañía, that's a state-owned company in mm-hmm. the Ministry of Industry. Compañía Española de Tobacco en Rama.
No.
Cetarsa.
No. They are raw material suppliers, and we didn't have so much to do with them.
But in what area of Tabacalera?
Marketing
again.
Yeah.
Come on, marketing is easy in Tabacalera. You have your estancos, mm-hmm. and you just...
Well, it depends. If you work for the domestic market, indeed, it's easy. But we were doing things abroad, like in Poland, in France, in Portugal, in cigars, which is a little bit different.
All right.
It was a nice experience, too.
How long were you there?
I was 7 years in total in Tabacalera, in different areas, yeah.
Okay.
Always in commercial. Mm-hmm.
So now you were a pure salesman and marketing guy. The complete 180 grados, 180 degrees from manufacturing, from producing Mars bars mm-hmm. to finding ways to improve the sales of tobacco products.
Well, when you have this chance, you end up understanding the business a little bit better, right? Because imagine if a guy from marketing wants to change packaging, change recipes all the time without figuring out which consequences that has on manufacturing, for instance, okay? Changeovers in lines and things like that. So I think this manager traineeship was a really great idea for
me.
Because
it's very good it's very good to have experience in both areas mm-hmm. because there's always a lot of friction or tension between production or manufacturing and sales because they want to change the product design, but it's more expensive to manufacture. So there's between product engineering or product designers and process engineers and process designers. There's now they have theme. Computer integrated manufacturing. Se supone que integra todo, but there's always problems.
Yeah, and then the guys in the factories normally are in a different location, so that creates a kind of subculture, right? The manufacturers on one side, and then the fancy marketeers that work in the city. And
all right. So after Tabacalera, which way did you go?
So then I had a short experience as a general manager in a little coffee company, and then I moved to another important commercial position in Vitacres, which is...
In where?
Vitacres, which is...
Vitacres, you say in Spanish, Vitacres,
right? It's an English-Portuguese company.
Oh.
They were producing salads.
Mm-hmm.
So our customers were Sainsbury's, Marks and Spencer.
Salads? Yeah. Your salads within
containers? Salads.
What?
Yeah. Fresh and ready to eat salads.
Frescos y listos para
exactly.
comer.
There is a marketing word for that, what we call like the fourth range. So like the first range is fresh, then you have frozen, then you have canned, and finally you end up in fresh and ready to eat. Which is probably not so much purchased in, not yet, in southern European countries where we have a lot of fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
But in countries like England, for instance, then you have a...
So you had a challenge, because you say Vitacres and ensaladas and paquetadas. What do you mm-hmm. call them? Ensaladas?
Baked salads, yeah.
No, but in Spanish, what's the word you use? Ensaladas.
The professional word for it is cuarta gama, mm-hmm. and then it's the ensaladas listas para comer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And you say you had the challenge of increasing the sales in Spain and Portugal.
Exactly.
Which was not a good market for Vitacres.
Well, it was a growing market, but at the time, if we compare that to the United Kingdom, it's definitely a very short market.
Okay.
You go to a supermarket in the UK and you have like three times larger shelf for fresh and ready to eat than for fresh produce.
Okay.
And here is the other way around. And also the price is important, because the price gap between the two categories is, all, of course, huge in Spain.
Hey, Leopoldo, habla inglés como Dios manda.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
I know.
You flatter.
Of course.
You flatter me.
You flatter me. Flattering me.
Hay quien, es curioso con flatter, que es halagar o lisonjear, o sea, flatter, exige el complemento directo.
Mm-hmm.
Sí, es transitivo el verbo, o sea, no es intransitivo. No puedes decirlo a secas, a solas.
Ah.
Entonces, you're flattering
only
me.
Only in Spanish, tú.
Me estás halagando.
Me halagas.
Me halagas. Mm-hmm. All right.
Tú halagas. It could be, but it sounds weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm flattering you. No, but it's true. Your English is excellent. So you spent how many years with Vitacres or Vitacres?
So almost six.
Almost 6 years.
Yeah.
Good experience?
It was a good experience. When I look back...
You never had a bad experience, huh?
When I look back, I think all my professional experiences were good. Obviously, we came through a lot of difficulties on a day-to-day basis, but... at the end of the day, what counts is what remains there. And at least for me, I have this tendency to remember the good things and kind of forget the bad ones. So thanks God. Thanks God.
It's thank good God. Thank God. Sin ese.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. What does it mean?
Gracias a Dios.
Ah.
Thank God.
Otherwise, my sleeping quality would be bad. But
Yeah. All right. So after Vitacres...
So I worked there 6 years, and I was going through my middle age crisis as well.
Bueno, se dice midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Midlife.
La crisis de los 40, dicen aquí. Midlife crisis.
So I thought, well, this is the time for me to do something about my life, something different, something, and for me, there were like three key things. First thing was family. Second thing was how I would identify myself to the things I was doing. And the third thing was independence. Bank independence, amongst other things, okay?
What do you mean bank independence? What
doing
do you mean?
Something in which I wouldn't depend or rely on say, bosses, but also on, say, an equity partner. I was sure I wanted to work on my own, but I made a point out of it that I didn't want to have also financial bosses.
Okay,
someone lending me money and asking me for... Okay.
So you wanted complete freedom.
Exactly.
Okay, you don't want to anybody, you don't want the bank breathing down your neck, and you don't want another partner, for example, with expectations.
Or a fly flying behind my ear, as we say in Spanish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Con mosca detrás de la oreja.
Exactly.
Okay. You wanted to have the, that's not easy to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where the, everything depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's total freedom. Some people are afraid of that. Some people feel that there's no floor mm-hmm. under them. But you got into that.
Yeah. Well, I'm Gallego, so we have that in our
in your
genes.
Blood. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I managed. I don't know if that was successful or not, but now looking at things from certain perspective, I think I kind of managed to do so. I managed to unify my or to put together my experience as a manager, therefore running businesses with my love for health and for doing something which was meaningful or more meaningful than just making money. Okay,
all right.
So that helped me perhaps not so much earning a lot of money, but definitely feeling comfortable and certain satisfaction at the end of the day when you came home after a long day of work, that I was doing something meaningful.
All right.
Or perhaps making people around me a little bit more happy.
Okay, a little happier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And so, what did you do? You started your own company.
Yeah, I started my own company and...
What's the name of the company?
My company is called GeoBionatura.
GeoBionatura.
So
GeoBionatura.
Yeah. We work in the natural healing area, and mostly we sell solutions for professionals and for non-professionals. On natural healing, okay? We sell devices that professionals use in their practices. We sell devices that non-professionals can use at home to...
physical devices for...
Yeah, devices. Yeah, devices that work with waves mm-hmm. Help them improve their health. So there is a major idea behind that, which is... making people responsible and fully responsible for their health, okay? So you would have alcohol or cotton at home to heal yourself when you have a wound. So in the longer term, we will be able to heal ourselves with other things, with
so
more powerful things.
Teaching people to be more self-reliant and less dependent in questions of their own personal health.
Exactly.
So it promotes the... self-reliance.
Exactly.
Autosuficiencia.
Yeah, and making also a lot of pedagogy, okay?
Sorry?
Pedagogy of...
You lost
pedagogia.
Pedagogy. Pedagogy.
The accent was wrong.
Providing a lot of teaching, mejor.
Exactly. How
educating people.
How we educate people to be more confident and more self-reliant. So we now have, we now distribute two products from two different companies, and the goal is in the long term to be able to incorporate more foreign companies and their products into our portfolio.
Okay, but mm-hmm. you're also looking for other opportunities as well right now. Is that correct?
Professional opportunities?
Yeah,
yeah, I would like to have more companies being distributed
right.
along with the current ones.
Okay.
Because this is a path I want to continue. Okay.
Learning English is very healthy. Eh? Maybe you can distribute my products and things.
Well, let's see if there are synergies with what we currently do.
Mm-hmm. No, it is interesting.
That's the point.
Well,
finding synergies
on the question of psychological health. Mm-hmm. Not physical in this. Well, psychological health provides physical health as well. Mens sana in corpore sano. Of course. You know, it's interesting. We have a product called Vontown, Baogan Town. Mm-hmm. And it has changed people's lives many, many, many times. Always for the better. They go to a situation. Vontown is a strange atmosphere because we bring usually every week we bring 15 volunteers from the United States, from Canada, England, Great Britain, Ireland. Every year, 1,200 volunteers come to Spain. And we put them out into a very nice hotels out in the country, far from the maddening crowd. And there we put 15 Spaniards, so the 30 people are together in a microcosm of English speaking. Es traer el extranjero a España. Vestir al extranjero para aprender inglés, se trae el extranjero aquí. And it's interesting because the people who come could be bankers, housewives, ex-baseball players, or, you know, manicurists, firemen, it doesn't matter. And they don't know how to teach English, but they know how to talk.
Only talk.
Well, because they come as volunteers. And when you volunteer, volunteers work harder than paid people in the short term. In the long term, it's slavery, but in the short term, they work very hard. And people go into there, they improve, they double their English. But they change because they spend time talking 13, 14 hours a day with people of different backgrounds, people of different temperaments, and people of different nationalities. And it's an extraordinarily healthy experience. So maybe we have some business there we can do together. But right now, do you have a path that you would like to choose? Or are you going to stay with Geo Bionatura?
Yeah.
Where's your focus right now?
Well, about 15 years ago, I met Leopoldo, and I was in an important stage in my life because I was actually defining what you are actually asking me now, in which way do you want to go? And he helped me understanding that actually and giving me confidence on wanting to create my own business, okay? So I was at that time in between companies, in between roles. I succeeded finding a good position in Vitacres, stayed there for 6 years, but I already had it clear in my mind that I wanted to run my own business. So in which stage I am now, I want to develop Geo Bionatura. I have 10, 15 years ahead of me of professional life. I'm quite satisfied with the products I distribute. I want to make it bigger and keep profitable and independent without losing the essence of having the chance to identify with the products I sell every day.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing better. Don Quixote decía, amigo Sancho, no hay nada más apreciado en esta vida que la libertad. Y luego, ¿qué dice? Junto con la honra. Es el mayor don que nos ha dado Dios.
Or something. I purchased that. Yeah.
Lo pusiste en tu libro. Eso está en tu libro.
Okay, of course.
Sí, eso está en el libro. Que se lo quiero regalar.
Ah, bueno, fantastic. I'll sign it for him. But it's, I always encourage people to, well, total freedom is impossible. But the closer you get to it, the more you really enjoy life and appreciate everything. But it's, if you work por cuenta ajena, if you work for others, it's not usually very easy to find the type of freedom that is the most enjoyable. You always have to follow certain dictates. You have to follow certain policies. And there's always a factor of frustration that you would like to be able to do it somewhat, but you can't. And even when you have your own company, if you have partners, estás cortado. A little bit.
There is an age for everything, right?
Yeah.
When we are young, perhaps we are more flexible and more willing to take someone else's decisions. But then you grow older.
Yeah. Well, you know, the expression, viejo cascarrabias. Nunca se dice joven cascarrabias. No hay jóvenes cascarrabias. Siempre es
viejo.
Well,
there are, but...
You know, we become more, I don't know, as you get older, you have less patience with certain things. Less flexibility, as you said, young people. Okay, well, Leopoldo, we have ¿cuánto tenemos? Uno o dos minutos. Uno y medio. ¿Alguna últimas palabras? O no, o si no.
No.
Final words? Or, okay.
Well, yeah. Well, I would invite everybody to develop their knowledge in foreign languages because it opens doors. So,
true.
As I'm grateful to Richard that gives me the chance to be there, I would like to retribute inviting everybody to take the most out of this experience. I enjoyed it so much, learning Italian, learning French. Don't be afraid. There is a world out of there.
Yes. No, la mitad de las puertas están cerradas sin el inglés, o sin idiomas.
Yes.
Hay otras puertas, sí. Hombre, Matthew Ortega no habla bien inglés. Y es el sexto hombre más rico del mundo. But if you know languages, you have the entire spectrum of doors. Our potential opportunities are open to you. Jorge Boente Represas, de GeoBioNatura. This is very interesting. And maybe you can come back another day. We have a lot more to talk about.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much. And Leopoldo, thank you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday, by the way, which means we'll move through. Friday is still far away, but we'll reach Friday. Nacho, it's your baby. Take it away.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today